Hi, Mr. Davis.
Yeah.
Hi, my name is
Hello.
Jaden. Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hi, Mr. Davis. My name is Jaden. I'm calling today in regards to the Roundup lawsuit. I just wanted to follow up with you and see how you're doing with this.
Fine.
I see.
Yeah,
Did you?
I didn't pursue it because I don't have any receipts that I ever used it.
Okay, that's fine. Did you already have, you don't have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim? Okay. And if I may ask, were you ever diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
Well, I've been using Roundup for years, and
Yes.
yeah, so yes.
You were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's?
Yes.
Lymphoma, yes.
Yeah.
And he went through treatment.
I'm so sorry. So, if I may ask, do you know what year that took place?
18? I think it's
2018.
2018.
And when were you spraying Roundup 1 year before that?
I used it all the time in the yard.
But was it 1 year before?
Yeah.
And so you were spraying up until 2018.
Yeah, I was using the pre-emergent and Roundup to kill weeds. Yeah.
Got you. And then I just want to let you know this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes and the attorneys we work with. So if you did use it in 2018, you were diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup, you would qualify for a claim on our end. As far as the receipts, we could bypass that. Our attorneys would be able to go on with the case without any receipts or information on your end. We would just have to be able to reach out to your doctors if that's okay with you to see where you were di or if or the type of cancer you were diagnosed with.
Yeah, it was
Non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
and had a specific size thick boat, something like that.
Would you guys?
We have the record.
We have the records. We just have to go back and get them.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit through our attorneys? Okay. And I just have to ask for the recorded line. Did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
Perfect. And are you, again, for the recorded line, are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I only did the questionnaire, so you got my number.
Got you,
That's
but you,
it.
perfect. So you never signed on with another law firm. You're not in contract with one in regards to this Roundup lawsuit.
I am not.
Perfect. Thank you. And again, for the recorded line, were you diagnosed with a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup, sir?
Yes.
Yes.
Perfect. And thank you for confirming. I am very, very sorry. Let me see. And have you had more than one diagnosis of NHL or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No, it was the only time.
Perfect, and thank you for confirming. And we would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And the year you were diagnosed was 2018.
Correct.
Perfect. And then do you know the date, or to the best of your knowledge, what the date was of the diagnosis?
Daddy was diagnosed. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
January.
January. No, February.
February 2018.
Yep. Valentine's
February
Day.
of 2000. Oh, on
Oh.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's the day we bought the new house. Yep.
Okay.
It's around that day.
So, date of diagnosis I have is Valentine's Day of 2018. So that's 02/14/2018.
Yeah, but we'd have to go look at the records, which we don't have with us right now. That's about the date because
I
we.
thought it was January when we
And again, yeah, the
first.
records would tell us exactly. This is just to the best of your
Yes.
guys' knowledge.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's
So
January or
we
February.
went to a doctor for something on my throat. They thought it might be non-Hodgkin's. Went to a oncologist and they confirmed it in October, February.
Got you.
And
Okay.
then you started treatment.
Yeah.
And so you would say the formal diagnosis was in 2018, February of 2018.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then, if I may ask, did you spray it at home, spray it at work, both?
Just home.
Just home. And then do you know the, or can I have the home address that you sprayed it at? It's okay if it's a different one from the one that you're currently at. We just need to know where, or all the locations that you sprayed Roundup at.
11432 North Silver Pheasant Loop.
Silver Pheasant?
Pheasant, as in the bird. And that's in Oro Valley, O-R-O Valley in Arizona.
Oro Valley, Arizona.
Oro, yeah, like gold, O-R-O.
Is that Tucson or that's not?
It is Tucson.
It's north of Tucson. It's like
a... But we do have our own mail, our own
zip code.
So you can put Tucson and we'll still get here.
And then I'll read off what I found online. I looked up the full address you gave me. I have 11432 Silver Pheasant. That's Pheasant Loop, Tucson, Arizona, 85737.
Yeah, but it's North Silver Pheasant.
Okay.
Yeah, there should be an N there.
I found the other one. I found the Oro. I'll put that one. I'll read it off again.
Yeah.
I have 11432 North Silver Pheasant Loop, Oro Valley, Arizona, 85737.
Yes.
Okay. And then I just have to ask, do you know if anyone else in your family was ever spraying Roundup or anyone else you know was ever exposed or in a similar way? Or has like a similar experience with the products?
No.
No.
That's good to hear. And I'm very, very sorry about what happened with you guys. What was your age at the time of diagnosis, sir?
Oh, now you're asking for advanced math.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, okay.
Yeah,
I just turned 63.
You just turned 63.
No, it was 2018 minus.
Let me see. So that's 6 years ago. So 57?
Sounds good.
About 57,
58? Well, it was...
1961.
Yeah. She's checking.
57.
57.
Okay, perfect. I have you at the age of 57 at diagnosis, correct?
Yes.
And how many years have you sprayed Roundup for? So from when you said you stopped in 2018, how many years were you spraying before that?
Was it all of Silver Pheasant years?
It was all the, yeah, we moved in the house in 93.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, nice.
And I was using Roundup and that pre-emergent.
So from 1993 to 2018?
Yep.
You didn't use it on any other house? Okay.
So about 25 years is what I have right now?
Yeah.
I thought it was 23.
Well, we sold the house in 2017. We bought 93.
Yeah.
Okay, so wait,
24? So you really stopped spraying in November of 17?
No, I started spraying here, too.
Oh, you did? Oh, okay.
I mean, I used it. Well, that's not true. Once I got diagnosed, I stopped using it. Yeah, so it's just a Silver Pheasant.
Yeah, so that he stopped spraying in November of 2017.
So about 24 years?
23? Yeah, 23 years.
Okay, perfect. And again, these don't have to be the exact numbers, just to the best of your knowledge, what you guys remember. The attorney is going to run this over with you again during your initial phone call. So if anything changes, just let them know then. I just have to ask you, did you spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
In a row?
No.
It doesn't have to be in a row, but at least 10 days of exposure.
Yeah, because I did it twice a year and the pre-emergent and ad hoc throughout the year, just spraying weeds, yeah.
Twice a year. And then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's an iPhone. I don't know if it's smart.
I got you. So, perfect. And then are you guys are citizens of the United States, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And then this next part is just for... got you. Perfect. And then this next part is just for medical purposes. We do have to go over this. Again, I'm very sorry if this is just for medical purposes. If you have any of the following or have any history of the following, just let me know. HIV or AIDS, organ transplant, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, diabetes mellitus, cancer requiring chemotherapy other than your NHL diagnosis or family cancer history, anything like that?
Yeah,
I had prostate cancer, and that was radiation.
Got you.
Skin cancer, but I don't know if you count skin cancer.
Was there any chemotherapy that was required or radiation?
Nope.
Okay, got you.
Nope.
Not
for skin cancer, no.
Just the, yeah.
Okay. And then what was the date of your diagnosis, if I may ask?
For what?
For the for the prostate cancer, if you guys, just to the best of your knowledge, it doesn't have to be exact.
2014.
Yep. And then was there any family cancer history?
Yeah.
Got you. And then do you know which family member and what type? If you don't remember, that's also okay. We just have to ask.
Brother prostate and what? Sister breast.
Brother.
Oh,
and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Said breast cancer?
Yeah, okay. Breast for the sister.
Got you. And then any of the other diseases that I named off, did you have any of those?
No.
Got you. Perfect. And thank you for confirming. Just one second. And then just one second. Sorry. Can I have your first, middle, and last name, sir?
Scott James Davis.
Scott James Davis. And then do you have a junior, senior, second, third, anything like that in your name?
No.
Perfect. And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Male.
Perfect. And then are you married?
Yes.
Perfect. And then... date of birth. Just one second. And then can I have your date of birth, please?
10/14/61.
10/14/61. And then for
HIPAA. What firm are you with?
So we work with Pulaski Law.
Okay.
And then for...
just giving a lot of information to somebody I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know how much more personal.
Oh, I completely understand. This next part is just for HIPAA purposes. Do you have the last four of your social? This would require, or just this would let us obtain any medical records that would relate to your injury or your case.
I can't even look
at 8930.
8930.
Are you going to send confirmation of this through the mail or email?
It's
going to
be. We can email, and if you want, we can mail it as well. And then the retainer will probably come through as email today. We can also send that.
Okay.
We can also mail that as well.
Okay.
And then if I may ask, how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your injuries or cancer? So how did you first learn that using the products could have affected or led to the cancer that you were diagnosed with?
The newspaper and then all these pop-ups on the internet.
Newspapers and online ads. And then was that around 2018 when you figured that out? Or was it later?
Later, I don't know exactly when.
It's okay. I'll put 2018, so just around the time of diagnosis. And then for medical purposes as well, can I have your height and weight?
5'10", 194.
5'10", 194. And then this part is just primary contact information. Can I have your email address?
ScottJSusan@MSN.com.
ScottJSusan@MSN.com. And then the main phone number I have on file is 520-256-3671.
Yeah, that's mine, but during the workday, you typically can't reach me because I can't bring my phone into the office.
That's okay. I will add that in here. So best time to work you or reach you is any time after work?
Yeah.
Do you know what time that would be?
5:30.
Perfect. I will put that in here for the attorneys. They will not bother you throughout the day. If they can't get a hold of you, they'll reach you or they'll send a text or email. So then you can reply to that whenever, or they'll leave a voicemail so you can call back whenever is comfortable for you. And then for your spouse, can I have just her first and last name?
Susan Elizabeth.
Davis.
Oh, Susan Davis. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then this part is for your usage and how much you were spraying Roundup. How many times per year or per month did you use Roundup? If you tell me per year or per month, I can do the year. So if it's like one time, it's probably 12.
Probably a little bit every other month. And then, like I said, twice a year, that big pre-emergent would go down all the entire lawn and front yard.
Okay. So these... And did you did say you sprayed Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis, right before being diagnosed?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you said you started spraying Roundup in 93?
Yeah.
1993, and then stopped in 2018?
Well, really 17.
We sold our house in late 2017.
So like November of 2017.
Got you. Perfect, and thank you for confirming. Sorry about that. And you stopped spraying Roundup because of the exposure, or because you sold your house, or because of the diagnosis?
I think when I was going through that, and they said there's a link to non-Hodgkin's, so I don't use it anymore.
Well, we sold the house
and
then got the diagnosis before we moved into a new house. So he never sprayed it in the new house.
Okay, perfect. So he sold his property and was told later by his doctor that there could be a link between...
No, we got the diagnosis, and at the same time, we were learning about the link with Roundup through the internet.
Gotcha.
The doctor did not make the connection and wouldn't.
They didn't tell us.
Yeah, they didn't tell us that.
Got you. So it was not the doctor's, by advertisements and your own findings.
Yes.
That there could be a link. Okay. And was it applied seasonally, yearly, monthly? You said maybe like every other month.
Well, it just spot usage every other month. Walk around the yard spraying weeds, and then twice a year, fall and spring, I put down the pre-emergent, which was through the whole yard.
And how was it applied? How was it applied? Was it by hand sprayer, backpack, tractor with hoses?
You got the concentrate poured it into a canister, pumped over there, and walked around with a handheld.
Handheld sprayer. Perfect. And when you were spraying, did you ever use any protective gear when you were applying it? It's okay if not. It doesn't. We just have to ask.
I don't think I did.
No worries.
No, I think sometimes I had gloves, sometimes I didn't. It was whatever.
Got you. And where did you apply it to? How big of an area? Was it residential, commercial, farm, fence line?
The residential lot. It was about 8,000 or 9,000 square foot lot with a house on it. So it was just a yard around that house.
And then you said it was how many acres or how many feet?
It was like a 8,000 or 9,000 square foot lot, maybe 10. Wasn't very big. High density neighborhood.
Very nice. Square foot lot, lots of ground to cover. And it was only used residentially, correct?
Yeah.
And what state did you use the product in? Only Arizona?
Yeah.
Perfect. And then what was it was residential exposure, correct? I'd just have to ask again.
Yep.
And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it gardening, or did you use it? It was only for your house, correct?
Yep.
Got you. And if some of these are redundant, I just have to ask these again for the recorded line, so thank you for sticking with me. You were exposed directly, correct? You did personally spray the product?
Yep.
And how many exposures to Roundup would you say that you had in your lifetime? 50, 100? Or less, it's okay. Just whatever.
24 years, twice a year. Is 48 times.
Yeah, so if you did four times a year.
That's true. About four times a year for about 25 years.
4 years. Yeah.
Okay. And did you ever, if I may ask, did you guys ever live near a water well when spraying the products?
No, we were on city water.
Perfect. And did you ever, you never got your water from a well, correct?
Not
at that house.
Got you. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
I don't think so. Don't know. If I have, I don't know what they were.
Okay. And have you ever been exposed to benzene?
To what?
Benzene.
I don't know what Dad used it for. I didn't know what it is.
Got you. Have you ever been exposed to Agent Orange?
No.
Perfect. And the type of Roundup was a concentrate, correct?
Correct.
And then this next part, again, if you don't have any, but that's totally okay. Our attorneys will work on their own. Where and when was the Roundup purchased?
Well, most of it would have been at the Home Depot in Oro Valley, and before that was built would have been another Home Depot downtown by the Tucson Mall, I guess.
Depot's nearby. Perfect. And you don't have any purchase information? No bottles, receipts, or any Roundup?
No, I went looking for, I thought I had receipts. We went looking, and we didn't keep detail. I mean, we didn't keep all the detailed receipts for all those years.
No worries. And have you, this next part is just, again, for medical purposes, have you ever been a smoker?
No, just, you know, the high school, trying it and choking, that's about it.
Guys, I got you. And are you currently employed?
Yeah.
Got you. And then can I have your current employer name?
Raytheon.
What was the name of the company?
Raytheon.
How do you spell that?
Ray. T-H-E-O-N.
Raytheon.
Raytheon. Raytheon, yep. No, R-A-Y-T-H-E-O-N.
E-O-N, okay. Raytheon. I see, is this a... radio or what?
Raytheon.
Got you. I'm trying to find the address. Address is 12124 North Michaela Canyon. That's like the main address.
Nope.
Oh, that's
no. The main address is 1511 East Herman's Road.
And that was East Herman.
Yeah.
It's in Tucson.
East Herman Road. I have 1511 East Herman Road.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Tucson, Arizona. Oh, Raytheon Missile Systems?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And then I should, very sorry about that, and thank you for confirming. I just have to put this down. Raytheon Missile Systems. And what is your, sorry. Just 1 second. I'm just going to read this address back to you. I have 1511 East Herman's Road, Tucson, Arizona, 85756.
I don't know the zip code off the top of my head, but that's the address I drive to 5 times a week.
Okay, perfect, perfect. As long as that sounds correct to you. If anything does change, just let the attorneys know later on. What is your current job title?
Program manager.
Program manager. And have you lost any time off work because of your surgery or because of the non-Hodgkin's diagnosis?
When I went through chemo and all that, but the company, they paid me for it. I didn't lose pay.
That's good to hear. Okay, no worries. I mean, still, you were diagnosed. You were still affected by using the products. We just like to ask because this is extra, like just extra compensation for you. Have you ever been in the military, if I may ask?
Nope.
Got you. And have you ever been, this is just court claims, have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, I think I get something in the mail about some American Airlines that reimbursed us some big class action suit, but I don't think we filled anything out for that.
Okay. Yeah, that's
like $10 or something.
Oh, that's fine. That's all right. And have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Got you. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy? I know these are weird questions. Very sorry.
No.
Got you. And last one, other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And then this last part is for the medical diagnosing. Where were you treated for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Do you know? Do you remember?
Arizona Oncology.
Is that in Green Valley?
Yeah. No, they got different branches. This is in.
It's off of Rue de Sill.
It's in Tucson.
Tucson. Okay. And Rue de Sill. Tucson, Rue de.
Yeah, Rue de, it's on 2070 West Rue de Sill Road. And Rue de Sill is R U D A S I L L.
Got you. And then do you know. Sorry, just one second. I should have to copy these in. The address I found on file, I think it's the exact same one you just said, 2070 West Rudisill, Rudasill, Road number 130, mm-hmm. Tucson, Arizona, 85704.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the phone number I have on file is, or I found online, is 520-797-4468.
Yes.
Perfect. 4468. And then... just one second. You said the date of diagnosis, or wait, actually, that's next. Do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Chen.
Dr. Chen. I'll try to find a first name right now. Lori Chen?
Yes.
Dr. Lori Chen, just one second. And the healthcare facility.
What was your name?
My name is Jaden.
What was your name?
Sorry?
Jaden, okay.
And then the healthcare facility was Arizona Oncology, Rue de Sill Medical Oncology and Hematology?
Yeah, I think so, yep.
Lots of ologies. Perfect. And then, mm-hmm. if I may ask, this is, again, this next part's for the attorneys. How has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life? So after being diagnosed, did you lose work? How did it affect your family? And maybe you weren't able to see them for a little bit.
Nice.
Sorry?
I did not lose work.
No worries.
I've been in remission, and it was just stress on the family.
Stress on the family.
Uh-oh. No, it was from the other one.
Jaden, what's your last name?
Is what? My last name is Belligan, B-E-L-I-G-A-N. And then do you have medical records that would indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Yes. I mean, you go to the doctor's office, they give you, you're a patient, so you have a record. And we paid.
Okay. And so, do you know the date that you were treated for the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? Or so the date that they started procedures for you?
You mean when he started chemo?
Yeah, so when, yeah, the dates that he was, or the first date that he was treated.
Let's see.
And if it's not the exact date, that's also okay. It's just to the best of your knowledge.
It might have been February 1st, 2018.
Yeah, so our timeline was wrong on the 14th.
Yeah, he was officially, he went and saw the doctor January 16th of 2018 is when he saw Dr. Chen. And the first day of chemo was on February 1st of 2018.
Okay, so I'm going to change the date of diagnosis to the
16th, January 16th.
Perfect. So date of diagnosis was, or wait, oh, I'm so sorry, 01/16 of 2018?
Yes.
2018. Okay, perfect. And then we should almost be done here. I just had to get more about your doc. So you were treated by Dr. Lori Chen out of Arizona Oncology, Rue de Sill Medical Oncology and Hematology. The date that you first started being treated was February 1st of 2018, correct?
Yes.
And what type of treatment did you receive for the NHL? Stem cell transplant, chemotherapy, immunotherapy, radiation, surgery, no treatment?
I think it was chemo and immune, both.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And then Can I have your full home address or wherever you do reside now?
10871 North Guava Drive.
Guava. Tucson?
Oro Valley.
Oh, wait, Oro Valley.
Oro Valley again. Oro Valley again, yeah.
Got you. I'm going to read off what I have. I have 10871 North Guava Drive, Guava, Oro Valley, Arizona, 85737.
Yep.
Okay, just one second. This one came up as Oro Valley, so that's Pima County or Pima County?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for this last part, we do we request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you or your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent any disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instance where clients have become unresponsive. The emergency contact that you want to put down, do they live with you or not live with you? It can be your
Susan,
wife. It can be... Okay, perfect.
It's Susan, yeah.
Susan, relationship, wife. And then we do have permission to contact Susan if we can't get a hold of you, or the attorneys do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then what is the emergency number you want to put down?
520-979-0228.
Okay, perfect. Awesome. And then I'm just going to confirm, I'll send out our documents right now. I'm just going to confirm a few things with you before I send them out. I'm just going to start at the top. The date of diagnosis I have now is, I'm going to start with the date of diagnosis is 01-16-2018. The first home address that you used it at was 11432 North Silver Pheasant, that's Phasant, Loop, Oro Valley, Arizona, 85737.
Did you say A-N-T for pheasant?
Like, it's like pheasant, like the bird.
Phasant?
Phasant?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Sorry about that. Did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more. You guys are citizens of the United States. It was a type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The spelling on the first middle and last is S-C-O-T-T-J-A-M-E-S-D-A-V-I-S.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then date of birth I have for you is 10-14-1961, and the last four of social is 8930.
Yes.
And then the main phone or main email I have is Scott J. Susan, Scott J. S-U-S-A-N at msn.com.
Correct.
And then primary phone number, the same number we're speaking on is 520-256-3671.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Wait just one second. And then for Susan, I just have to confirm her phone number for the emergency contact. I have 520-979-0228.
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then just one second. These documents are going to come through to either text message or email. As soon as they're signed, just let me know. They should be coming through right now.
Okay, and the firm you were you're representing is Pulaski.
Pulaski Kirker. Sure. It's gonna. Sorry.
Kirk. Yeah, the last name Kirker, and your name was Jaden Belling.
Jaden Belligan. Yeah, all my information should come through right now. Just let me know if it comes through.
Okay.
The name of our attorney group is going to be on the retainer itself, so you can see it bright and clear there. And then the email should come from. If it doesn't come from my personal email, it's probably generated. Yeah, okay, perfect.
I see your name, Jaden. Yeah.
Perfect. And then, so the retainer itself is going to have all the information about our attorneys, how they're going to help you throughout this, their number to reach them throughout this entire process if you need to. As soon as you are on the front page, when you click on the link itself, it's going to ask you to continue or agree a few times. As soon as you've clicked that, it's going to take you to the actual document itself.
Okay.
If you have any, it'll say start at the very top. If you have any questions about the document, just let me know.
Okay. What's the phone number to reach you?
My direct line. Here, I'll send you a text from my number.
Okay.
Yeah. Just let me know when you have access to the document, and I'll send that text right now. Just one second.
Yeah. Well, the documents come through. I see it. And they came through on the text, too.
Perfect. Just let me know when you have clicked on the link. I'm sending out that text right now with my name and my office hours.
Well, I've got it open, but I want to read it before I click yes to anything.
No worries. Yeah. And if you have any questions, just let me know. I'll sit on here when you go over it. And then I did just send you a text for my personal number. I'll put my office hours as well. Just one second.
Yeah.
But I did just send you a text for my personal number. It should come from a 949 number. If you have to call me at all throughout this process, you can. But the attorneys are going to be probably who are directing you throughout this process, so I won't be much help when they take over. But as
okay.
Yeah, if you do need to reach me at all, if you have any questions, you can. But from the most part, they're going to be taking over. They should reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours of receiving those documents. And if you have any questions right now, just let me know.
Okay, so I'm at the... Let's see if they were coming through now. Oh, yeah, this is on my cell phone. I'm looking. It's pretty tiny.
Yeah, we're going to have to read all this
no
and then get back to you later. We don't have to do it now, do we?
It is required. Well, we do have to walk you through these documents. So if you do have questions, just let me know. If you have to zoom in, that's okay as well. If you want me to read it off, I can do that as well. That's what we're here for.
All right. Well, then I think I should open this up on my computer and not on my cell phone.
No worries. If you have to zoom in or anything as well, or if I can read it off, it's okay.
Yeah, we're moving rooms. Hold on.
No worries.
And we are expecting a call from the plumber, so if we do, I'll probably have to hang up on you, and then you'll have to call Susan's number?
Yeah, I can do that as well. It'll come from my 949 number, so you guys are familiar with that one already. I just sent you a text from it.
Yeah.
And again, if I can make this, if you need any, if you have any questions for me about the document so I can explain this better, just let me know.
Yeah.
Or if I can help you guys in any way. The first two pages are going to be the most important ones, and then the rest is just HIPAA agreements and the power of attorneys stuff.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to go on mute, but if you have any questions, just let me know.
Okay. Yeah. They're going to cost us for them to represent us? No? Okay. No.
So with
you.
Us, it's a contingency agreement is an eventual split. So if there is no outcome, so if your case does go nowhere, it shouldn't, by the way, because you do have a strong case. You did use it yourself. But if it did eventually go nowhere, at least you tried. We don't charge you anything or anything like that. We take the full responsibility.
Okay.
But then if you do, sorry.
Yeah, that was my question.
If
you win, what happens?
If there is a settlement, there is a 60-40 split. So 60% goes back to you and 40% goes back to us and our co-counsel. It's a 20% split between Pulaski and whatever co-counsel they bring on to help your case. So 20% goes to Pulaski, 20% goes to their co-counsel, and then the other 60 goes back to you. We follow mass tort standards, so we don't take any more. They could be less, but... we'd like to tell people 40%, that is mass tort standard. But if it is
okay.
Less, then it could, yeah.
Okay. No.
And that 40% is split between two co-counsels. So it's not all 40% going to one group. We do have to bring a co-counsel if we are taking on, just because Roundup was made on or was produced by a big company. We do probably have to bring on a co-counsel, or we have with most cases.
Okay.
So the split is between two counsels. It's...
Okay. We're just reading the form now.
Of course. And again, if you have any questions, the first two pages are probably the most important. The rest is HIPAA complaints and power of attorney stuff. But the first two are definitely
okay.
What you want to read through. If you do have questions, just let me know.
Okay. I have to click. Okay, we're at the signing part.
Okay. And again, so the signatures don't have to be the best. Just if it has you, like, drag a signature, just do it to the best of your ability. If it's the name, just first, middle, last, or first, middle, initial, and last.
Okay. And so and we signed the first page. Okay. Now we're on the, oh, here's the HIPAA. Okay, sorry, we're going to read the HIPAA now.
Of course. No worries. Just let me know if you do have questions. And if any of your information on there is inaccurate, like date of birth, social, for the HIPAA, just let me know and I can resend the documents. But if it is incorrect, don't sign it so I can resend it. But if all information, addresses, names, if all that's correct, that's all good. You can sign.
Okay. Can we sign that?
Now we're on something health information.
Sorry? The next part.
We're on the next, we're on page 3 or 4, I guess, right now.
The patient identification? Or the one above that?
I can only read the last, protected health information. Disclosure of protected health information.
Oh, okay, okay. That I think that's close to the end. Signature or patient guardian set, yeah.
So do we need to check?
No, I only check that. We don't check anything.
So no check for please check type of information to be released. Where none of those boxes are checked, correct?
I don't think so. No. If it doesn't have a click to sign, I think you should be fine. If it glosses over it, you're good.
So what's Lexitas Legal? I thought we had a different name.
Lexitas Legal, that's probably that is either our co-counsel or one of our record companies. They'll probably be reaching out to either the hospitals or one of the people on your behalf.
It's the person authorized to receive information is Lexitas.
Or Pulaski.
In Houston, Texas. Or you guys in Houston, Texas.
So Lexitas is... Oh, sorry. Just go on.
No, I was going to just say, then under limited power of attorney, it says, I hereby appoint, and it only has Lexitas Legal and not you guys.
So Lexitas is our co-counsel? They are associated with us. Yeah, their name would not be on this document if we did not know them. That is that's either our co-counsel or who we will send to receive your records. Either way, they go through us. So that's fine. Their names would not be on this document if we did not know them. Sorry.
Okay. Here's the letter they'll receive. So this last page, the request letter is the letter you'd be sending to Dr. Chen?
Dr. Chen and the Arizona Oncology. So we would be reaching out to them, probably Dr. Chen directly as well, yes. But the Arizona Oncology will get this message. Or get this letter.
So you'll be filling in all the blanks then?
Yes. Or the attorneys will.
And And could they get mad at us and then not want to see Scott anymore?
Why?
For asking for this letter.
No. I don't think so. Like, if they thought the case wouldn't go anywhere, they would probably reach out to you and say, hey, I don't think there's a case. We're just going to drop it. But that's like the most. This is cancelable on both ends. So if you wanted to cancel, you could. If they wanted to cancel, they could as well. I guess.
Okay.
Why don't we just hit finish?
Okay.
Oh, I wanted to print it.
Oh, you can. So if you want to print this out, you can always go back and, or to the document itself. It should be in your email. You just click back on the link and it should take you straight to. I did just receive the documents back. I'm just going to read this back to you to make sure everything's correct. And then I'll send you a text with, or I already sent you a text. The attorneys will reach out to you directly, probably on Monday. I don't know if they work weekends, but they probably will reach out to you Monday morning or end of today, if that's okay.
Okay, so. You said that you did send the document again.
So the document.
Okay, right here.
Yeah, it's the same one. Just go click on the link, and then from there you'll be able to print it.
Okay, I got that.
Perfect. That's the signed one, and then So that's your copy. And again, if you have any questions, I sent you a text from my personal number. All documents are signed though, so. The attorneys will take it from here. If you have any questions for me, though, you can always reach out, okay?
Okay, and when should we start hearing from you?
If they said this afternoon or Monday.
Oh, okay.
So either,
sorry.
But, yeah, I'm not sure if they work weekends. I mean, they might work like Saturday mornings or Sunday mornings, so they might fit you in there. Most likely, though, it's probably going to start next week, if that's okay.
And how will we recognize their number to answer it?
It's either going to be from an 888 number. They'll leave you a voicemail if you don't answer the first time. It'll either be from an 888 number. Yeah, it'll probably be from an 888 or a Tucson state number. So it'll say like from, or not Tucson, I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah, or Texas.
Houston?
So, yeah, Houston. Tucson, Texas. Sorry.
Okay, so, well, tell them not to get excited because I'm going to be out of the country starting Monday, not back until next Saturday, so.
Okay. And, I mean, if you need, they'll speak with, what's her name, Mrs. Davis. And if not, you just let them know where you'll be at, and then they can reach out to you whenever it's okay with you.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, yeah, so just be on the lookout for their first phone call. That's the introduction. I would try to take that if you can, just so you can get, or just so they can like meet you, and they can, they're going to confirm everything we went over today. So I would at least just get that out of the way. After that, they're going to start on your case, and then, yeah. If you do have any questions for me, just reach out to me directly, okay?
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Of course.
Thank
you. Have a good day, guys.
Bye. You too.